Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity. Welcome to the Tuesday edition of the Weekly Conversation. I'm the man with the mic, Kyle. What a wonderful conversation. Thank you all for tuning in. Tonight on the conversation, 230 of the people that were arrested in Ole Miss Inauguration Day protest. What's going to happen to them? I'll get into that. Also, Senate confirms Congressman Mike Pompeo as the CIA director. Finally, we got someone that's going to do something, a real director. It's going to actually hopefully go after Hillary or who knows. The end of corruption is coming. Tillerson clears the first Senate hurdle. The Senate Foreign Relations Committee votes to confirm Rex Tillerson. It's Barack Obama's nominee for the Secretary of State. And as you can tell, a lot of his cabinet choices are going right down party lines. You know, if there's 10 Democrats and 9 Republicans, he's not going to get it. If it's the other way around, if it's 10 Republicans, 9 Democrats, he's going to get it. I'll get into that. Also, executive order war. Well, we're starting to see that, but it's good things that he's doing. I'll talk about that and my thoughts on that. And also censorship and things about that. There's a YMCA that's banning CNN, which is fake news anyways, and people are kind of like outraged, like, what the heck? It's like, well, I'll get into it. I'll get into my thoughts about that. Also, I'll get into my thoughts about the Patient Freedom Act 2017 that's been introduced by GOP Senators Susan Collins and Bill Cassidy. That and much, much more. So welcome to the conversation that I hope you feel a part of in Matthew 7, verse 8. For everyone who asks receives, everyone who seeks finds, and to everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. Kind of think about that as you're going through your day today. And welcome to the conversation, folks. And thank you all for tuning in, wherever you're tuning in. Hope you had a wonderful weekend. Mine sucked. Well, Thursday, I didn't feel that great when I was doing the conversation. I'm like, when I went off the air, I'm like, okay, if I feel like this in the morning, I'm calling in. And I call. And I set my alarm early to wake up just so I can give, you know, just in case. And I felt like death warmed over. So I went in, I called and I said, yeah, I'm calling my nurse practitioner. See if I can get in to see her. Okay. Thank you. Just let us know what they tell you. I'm like, not a problem. Cause that's what we like to do, especially if it's something if it's contagious and say, hey, I had, you know, something you need to make sure that you corn whatever because of the people I work with. That's why if I'm sick, I try not to be at work because I work with the elderly and they're very vulnerable. And I made the appointment for 11:30 with this urgent care place. So it was like 12:30 by the time I got in there. And of course, I'm on my phone watching the inauguration the whole time. And when it was all said and done, turned out I have like a virus. And basically, I got home about 4 o'clock, did some shopping with my mom at Sam's to get stuff I needed. Then I went home from 4 o'clock. I slept till like 7, woke up at 7, went back to sleep. My wife woke me up at like 8. I made her pancakes I made her French toast. Then went back to sleep, woke up at like 9 o'clock in the morning, slept basically all day Saturday and most of Sunday. and it was like 60 degrees where I live in Indiana, and beautiful weather, and I'm sicker than crap. So I started, I don't know if any of you have heard of, if you ever watched those Purdue commercials, you know, we put thyme in their food, an all veggie diet, and we put oregano in their water because it's a natural antioxidant. That's when I'm taking this now. They take a bunch of, this is wild oregano, and they distill it, and they basically get all the oil out of it and really concentrated. And when you get it, you got to make sure what kind you get, if it's a oil of oregano or if it's a blend, because some of them it's just oil of oregano, and then that means you have to carry, you have to put a carrier oil with it. It's just the oil of oregano. And the one I get that I've started, it's a blend, and it's supposed to be very high antioxidants, supposed to be very, very good, and it's helped me out. I don't know a lot of people that take it religiously, and you can take it and rub it on like burns and stuff, and it's really good, helps. So hopefully that will help me get feeling 100%, because I feel a lot better since I've been doing that. And so yeah, it's going, whatever it is, I don't know where you live, but where we are here, it's just like, I know so many people that have ear infections, bronchitis, the flu. I mean, it's bad. It's almost like, okay, well, half the people I know have it. Like, what do I do? How do you keep, you know? So it's like, where's my mask? That's when I was going with this, like, chemical mask. And, what's that for? And I just don't want to get sick anymore. So I've got this, like, mask. It's got, like, 17 HEPA filters on it. I tell you, it's crazy. But I was watching that inauguration, and I'm like, okay. I will say this, though, for all my listeners out there. There were people out there when Obama became president. I remember there was a thing where it was like a KKK or one big, like, racist organization that had already been infiltrated by undercover people. And there was a couple people that threatened to kill Obama with high-power rifles and all this stuff. And there were people that said, "Hang, I hope Trump hangs around." And it was in news. There were some people that had some racial things about Obama. And you heard that on the conversation here, folks. There were some protests when Obama became president. Nothing like what happened to Trump. There were people that were trying to keep people. There were like Black Lives Matter people trying to keep people from getting to the inauguration to celebrate it. That's not the American way. That's anarchy. It is. Okay, you know who gave money to Hillary Clinton's campaign? Starbucks did. And so did, I love Starbucks, by the way. Great coffee. So did Bank of America. And protesters were bashing the windows of those places. Well, now the 230 plus people that were arrested on the inauguration day are looking at 10 years in prison and fines up to $25,000 because they are calling it felony rioting. Pardon me, folks. But here's my point. We didn't do it. There were some examples of people that were like, you know, hang Trump, you know, kill Trump. You know, there were tons of people that were like, you know, like Madonna that said, "I want to bomb the White House." Now that they're investigating her. Well, I'm just hypothetically. I mean, just like there are people that, you know, wanted to see Obama killed, but, you know, they really don't want to see anyone killed. But, you know, they're just kind of saying that because they don't like him. They disagree with him. No. You don't, there's no joking about it. If you want to bomb the White House, you don't, who sits there and jokes, guess what? Oh, man, I just want to put a plane in this Twin Towers. Yeah, that's, it's not a joke. People died that day. no one would have been joking about that before it happened. There was a guy that on like a 1980 like two documentary where he's like, look at this, look at how open sky this is. You could easily fly a plane right into this. Look at this basement. When you drive into here, you could fill a truck full of explosives, put it in there, walk off, and then set it off. Who's the wiser? You know, you don't sit there and if I'm going to say, okay, let's kill Obama, I'm not going to, that's not a joke. That would be serious. But now she's like, well, I really didn't mean, I'm just kind of like, because I don't like them. So I'm, hey, what the heck? Let's bomb this place. I joked when Obama became president, okay, I'm moving to Canada. Lots of laughs. I mean, not really, not like I'm going to do it, but. But, you know, we didn't mass protest like they did. Then they then they had these women in like pussy hats and private part costumes and all this stuff of the women. And would a conservative Christian be welcome in that thing? There were some anti-abortion women that were there and they were, Lord help them. I don't know if you've heard of Big J. I think it's his name. Let me look it up real quick. Just give me a half a second, folks. I think his name, it'll take me 20 seconds. Yeah, Big J or Big Joe. Black guy at this women's march at Los Angeles. Oh, it's great. You know. Because those women at that march, a lot of them, I'm sure a lot of it's in good context. It's in good context. They mean well. But they're brainwashed. They don't know anything. They're just there. If it's a women's march, all should be included. You know, and they're going off about Trump and all this stuff. Trump hadn't even been in office when that had taken on. Like one day, the day he was inaugurated, technically 2 days. Really? Oh, well, you just put your finger on the nuclear button, that guy. I don't understand where these people, they're brainwashed. They watch this. The problem is, I'm a talk show host. I do this. I'm very political. But okay, if me and my wife want to go out and play Monster Mini Golf, I want to go out and have dinner. I want to play Monster Mini Golf. If I want to go out and watch it, I want to do it. If you come up to me and you see me and say, hey, and you're nice about it, I'll talk to you. There's times when I'm political a lot, but there's times when I'm like, okay, I just want to be with my wife and just have my private space. I just want to go to Party City and get a whole bunch of that like 10 cent or whatever, like 5 cent candy and just get a bunch of that stuff that's gluten-free and eat till I get sick. That's what I want to do. You know, there's times where, you know, and a lot of people dislike, I'm a Trump supporter, but I don't want to deal with all the bull crap with all these liberal things. No, so I'm not, whatever. I'm not putting up a sign. I'm not going to have people trash my house because I have a Trump sign or whatever. A lot of people didn't support Trump openly. But when it came to the ballot box, they supported him. That's why I think a lot of these people are shocked. Wait a minute. At 8 o'clock, Hillary Clinton was supposed to give an acceptance speech. What do you mean? It's like 2 a.m. What's going on? They said, come back tomorrow. We'll fight tomorrow. She abandoned her own people, just like the Benghazi four. They were shocked because a bunch of people that didn't want to deal with all the bull crap kept their mouth shut and said, you know, I'm a Trump supporter. And if you wanted, I would tell somebody. And I'd tell them my opinion. I'd tell them what time it is. You know, there's times when I'm like, okay, I just want to be alone. Leave me alone. I just want to do what I do. I just want to relax. I'm just out to do this. You know? And that's why I think there's all those women are in shock. Like, what do we do now? Because, you know, if you don't know, Planned Parenthood was started by Margaret Sanger. I forget. Margaret S is why I always refer to her as. I'm bad with names, as most of the listeners know. As a way to sterilize black people. That's how it was started. Know your history. And there are black people that are marching, like, you know, like leave Planned Parenthood alone, and they're like pro Planned Parenthood. And if you knew what the history of it is, that they tried to sterilize your sterilize it, so that black people couldn't reproduce. Know your history. I have some of the best black friends in the world. We agree. We love each other. We don't talk about politics much. Well, we do, but we totally disagree. I'm very, very conservative. They're very, very liberal. And we give each other crap, and they'll put posts about stuff that Obama says or something, you know. And we'll get into it once in a while, but we love each other. So we just do. It's not like we're not, that's how we do it. We just talk to each other like that, you know. We give each other crap because he respects that I'm a conservative, and I respect that he's a liberal. You know, because we both, all three of us, know that it doesn't matter who's in the White House. Jesus Christ is king. And we always, and that's whenever we get into it, I say, well, just remember, man, you might like Obama, but Jesus Christ is king. And he goes, amen. I'm just giving you crap. I said, so am I. But that's how we are, you know. We come together, though, on a lot of issues that we disagree upon. We find the common ground, you know. But we accepted Obama. We may give him crap, but he was our dictator-in-chief, as I called him. And we accepted him because that's what the majority of people wanted. There were just some of us that questioned a lot of things about him that never added up. Okay, he was born in Hawaii, yet Kenya claims him as a native-born son and uses, and is like, hey, look, you can be, look, any of you Kenyans that don't think you're good enough, look at Barack Obama. He was born here, and he became the president of the United States. Like bragging rights. There is a YWCA, or YMCA, that is banning CNN. And a couple customers are outraged. I'm like, well, last time I knew, this is a free country. If you want to listen to fake news, go find somewhere else. As far as I know, you don't have... Okay, this is my Starbucks. If I want to play this, I can play this. If I want to play that, I should be able to play that. You know, if this is my place, this is my restaurant, I should be able to play Christmas music if I want to, or Christian music if I want to. If you're offended by... If you don't like what I'm saying on this program, there's a little thing called... there's a little... Usually on Macs, there's like a red button you can delete and get out of here. You know? You can... You have a choice. This isn't North Korea. We're not worshiping Kim Il-sung. We don't have like a radio in every house that plays government propaganda 24/7. Every 4 years, you have the right to say, you know what? Am I better off than the 4 years before? 8 years. Am I better off than 8 years before? If you want to keep the country going in the way it's going, then most people have said that Hillary Clinton would be like 4 more years of Barack Obama. If you wanted something different, you have the choice to vote something different. I have met a couple liberals that were huge. They didn't really care for Hillary Clinton, but they're liberals, so they kind of went with her. they were Bernie Sanders supporters. And what they found is this. You know what? I'm going to give Trump a chance. Hopefully he does right with this country. And that's the attitude you have to have. I gave Obama a lot of crap, but like, let me see how he's going to do. Okay, so this healthcare law, you don't know what's in it. You're going to pass this law. You're not going to know what's in it. You're just going to pass this Obamacare. Really? But we have to read it to find out what's in it. I'm going to get into this in a little bit. The Patient Freedom Act of 2017. It's not Trump Care. Because this isn't about him. It's about us. U.S. You and me. America. The land of the free. Where you have a choice. If you don't like Trump, you can leave. If you can't be willing to accept him for 4 years or 8 years, you have the choice to leave. This isn't North Korea where you can't leave, where you can't go from, and where you can't go. Where this is the city where you live in, and this is the only place you can go, and you can't go anywhere else, and you can't do anything, and the government controls everything. And okay, welcome to North Korea. Here is the booklet here. You will get to choose between one of these 6 haircut styles for men, and if you're a woman, you get 12. We tell you what you can and cannot do. Since you're a supporter of the regime, you get a radio that plays government propaganda 24/7. You can turn it down but never off. It plays 24/7. You have one channel and it plays all. No, we don't have that. You have satellite. You have thousands of channels. If you don't want to watch OWN Network with Oprah Winfrey, which I watch a lot now because it's got that, what's that show, The Undercover Boss? I like that show, so I'll watch that. Most of them I've already seen, but I'll watch it for that. But if you don't like it, you can switch the channel. You have tons of, it's not like you have one government-controlled channel. You have freedom in this country. This YMCA is fed up with the lies and stuff about that. What does CNN say that's honest besides, and even the weather's not probably 100% honest because they probably screw it up half the time too just because the unpredictability of weather. But when you're tired of lies and bullcrap that's seen and spreading, Trump is not here for the media. Trump is here for us. I don't know what CNN's going to do now that the administration's not going to be paying the money. You don't have to be invited to the inauguration. You don't have to go to these inauguration balls. It's a right and a privilege. You want to earn that privilege? You treat yourself and with respect. You become real journalists. You report real news. You say, hey, this is exactly what Trump said. I disagree with it, and here's why. Then it's okay, yes, you're disagreeing with Trump, but you're at least saying this is exactly what he said. This is what he wants to do. I'm not twisting the story, but this is not. The problem you have is people like Jon Stewart, when you had them on Daily Show, okay, well, they have to interview you for 4 hours and then cut and paste to get their point across because they can't just get their point across by interviewing you and just you telling it like it is, and they even telling it, and Jon Stewart tells it like it is. No, they have to cut and paste it to get their point across. It's not censorship. We have free censorship would be saying, okay, well, you only have one channel to watch, and there is nothing else, and we're not going to allow you to watch anything else. And when you get home, you can. No. This is freedom to say, hey, this is my YMCA. I don't want to watch CNN. If you want to watch it in your time, that's great, but I don't trust it. I don't believe it. It's not real news, and I'm not going to have it on this TV. Sorry. If you're offended, find another place to go. We'll refund your money. Sorry, folks. There's winners in this country and there's losers. That's what this society, these brainwashed kids that think that, oh, don't worry. I mean, these kids are like, I remember back when I would play like Little League way back in the day when they have like the first years where it's like, okay, you swing till you hit the ball. And if you don't hit the ball after like 12 swings, whatever, you just take your base. Yeah, they do that for a year. Then like the next year, okay, then you have to hit the bat. Then you have to take the bat and hit the ball. And if you don't hit the ball, okay, you got 3 strikes, you're out. And then after a while, okay, once you get old enough, okay, now we're going to get people and we're going to show them how to pitch. And instead of using the machine, now we're going to show you how to pitch. You got to learn. Use your brains, folks. Use your brains. The kids today don't use them. Well, we can't. See, I want to watch MSNBC, and since this place doesn't have MSNBC on, that's censorship. No, I'm the owner, and I want to watch InfoWars. Got a problem with that? You want to pay the mortgage on this building? You want to pay my Cisco bill? You want to pay my Piazza Produce bill? This is my restaurant, not yours. You don't like Christmas music? You find a place that doesn't play it. Common sense, folks. We have freedom in this country. In the real world, you have winners and losers. You know, that's why, like, when I played baseball at YMCA at the, like, the 1 year when you first start out, when you're real little, okay, you swing until you hit the ball. And if you don't hit the ball, then after, like, the 12th swing, then you take your base. And then gradually, okay, next year you have 3 strikes or you're out. Then the next year they get rid of the pitching machine and you learn how to pitch. But we have these kids growing up in the society where I get what I want. They don't get no for an answer. Well, you're censoring me. You either believe in global warming or you're wrong. Well, like I've said before, they did core sample drilling and they've proven that the North and South Poles were water at one point in our history. You know, it's like you can have, that's why Trump won, because there were a ton of people that didn't want to deal with all the BS. Okay, they didn't want to deal with all the BS, so they just kept to themselves. They didn't have signs up or whatever, and guess what? They all showed up at the voting booth. That's why you had all these, like, whining, crying people, because guess what happened? Oh, well, we were told by these honest media outlets that Hillary Clinton was going to be giving an inauguration speech at, like, 8 o'clock because she was winning by... Her margin of victory was going to be, like, huge. See, Trump wasn't even going to win his home state because, you know, it's a very liberal state. And that was his only chance to get one state. That's what they're... I mean, yeah, I know. That's the problem. Because people are brainwashed. They don't say, okay, they're like Scientologists. They don't say, well, let me watch CNN. And let me write this down. Let me go investigate it and look at it and see what the truth is. I mean, Trump's cabinet's coming together, but there's a lot of the positions that are party line. You know, 11-10. You know, if there's 10 Republicans and 11 Democrats, it won't pass. But if there's 11 Republicans and 10 Democrats, a lot of his confirmations are party lining it. And that's just how it is. Because you have so many people that are like that lady that was on the plane that was going off. Well, she's going home because, like, her uncle or something died or whatever and all this. And she's going off on this Trump supporter and stuff. And she's getting thrown off the plane. I paid for this seat, man. Like, if I mean, like, so disrespectful. Well, you just put that man's finger on the nuclear button. Ooh, okay. Oh, I guess I forgot. You know, the whole point of Trump getting president is so he can just shoot off nuclear missiles anytime he wants to. You know, it's like they're his bottle rockets. Really? If you're that stupid, that's scary. Because it's like some of these things that North Korea technically wants to do, if they did that, Lord help us, we'd be gone. It'd be like sayonara, so I mean, they, you know, half the planet would be gone with some of these nuclear things they want to do. And a lot of people think that it's not, they don't really want to do it. It's just that all these North Koreans are seeing all this information and saying, well, wait a minute here. Kim Il-sung, look at what we suppose, we have nothing. Okay, look at, he's not a government anybody in that country. And guess what he has? A car. Look at, he can go anywhere. He can travel. He can do all this stuff. Wait a minute here. And they're realizing how screwed they are. So they're like, well, South Koreans controlled by the U.S. and da-da-da. We need to. And they're trying to rally their country against America and against all these other nations to try to bring them together. Because they're not together because they're seeing how screwed they're getting. The other day at the White House, Trump was talking to union leaders. And he's like, we're going to be bringing jobs back. We're going to be doing this. Talking to Ford, talking to all these big companies, Johnson & Johnson. And a couple union leaders came out and said, I got to be in the Oval Office. We got to talk to the president. We got to meet him. We got to do this. And it's just amazing how they were just like impressed. Like, this guy is the real deal. Like, he wants to get stuff done. He wants to do stuff. He wants to help America. And a couple of them, he goes, yeah, I've had you guys do some steel work for my buildings. You guys did an incredible job. Amazing work. Thank you. You know, and just when they came out and just the, I finally feel like we got someone that wants to do something for this country. And I think it's because, well, hey, he probably supported some of these deals back in the day. And then when he found out how screwed he was getting with his company, like this one guy told this lady, I watched this video and this lady's like going off on all this stuff. And this guy goes, you know what, man? Donald Trump is a billionaire. He doesn't have to do anything. If he does not drink, but if he did drink, ma'am, he could be drinking Cristal 24/7, 365 all day long on a beach somewhere in an island that he owns. Why would he give up all that to have all you people crap on him 24/7, the media go off on him 24/7, just to be the president of the United States when he already has everything? But then you have all these, but then you still have all these liberals that act like, well, you know, I mean, Hillary Clinton was wearing a $12,000 Armani suit and acting like she knew. Trump doesn't candy coat it. Trump doesn't pretend like he knows what we're going through. It's not like, well, I understand that the struggles you guys have paying your bills. He's trying to do something about that. He's trying to bring jobs back here and trying to do stuff. But that's one part of the equation. That's actually probably like 5% of the equation, because he can bring jobs back here, but you gotta work. Pretty soon, your free Obama phone is going to be an alarm clock for you to get up and go to work. Hopefully you want that. Hopefully you want that, folks. He passed, because I have mixed emotions about like the Dakota Pipeline. You know, I mean, because it's like Native American land and stuff like that. But also at the same time, look at how many other pipelines there are. Look at how, you know, and yeah, he's doing some executive orders, but they're good things. I mean, we need to tap into our own oil resources. And while we're tapping in and getting some of these oil reserves, we can at the same time look into, well, how can we get gas mileage even higher? how can we come up with ways to utilize cars that run without gasoline? How can we perfect that? You know, have, it's like coal. 60% of our energy comes from coal in the United States. Well, how can we sit there and we need to keep the coal production going. At the same time, we need to find a way to expand and use other forms. But then, okay, if we find a way to get a way cheaper energy that's, you know, than coal that can get us to 60 or 70% of our energy from it, we got to figure, okay, what are all these people that were in the coal mining regions, what are they going to do now? Because that's their livelihood. You know, my mom's been to some of these coal mining regions, and so have I. And you go with friends, like, where's the thrift shops? I want to go check out the antique stores. Or, what do you mean antique stores? They buy a table from 1910, and they still use that damn table. You don't, what? I said, yeah, they're frugal. Talk to my wife. She can tell you stories about stuff like that, where they, you know, from... Yeah, that's the thing. That's the thing I like about my wife. I don't have to ever worry about her coming home with like, look, I just spent 20 grand on shoes. I won't have to worry about that. Now, her and me and buying guitars, maybe, or drums, maybe a different, I don't. See, I'm one of those people, but I'm Dutch in one aspect. Okay, if I already have this type of drum, I don't want it unless I don't really need five. You know, if I got one and okay, wow. And if I was to get a different one, I'd probably say, okay, well, there's a reason why I want this one over this one. So I'd probably trade them or swap them. I don't know. But for me, you know. But it's just one of those things that some of these executive orders, they need to happen. We need, but like with this. But with the pipelines, there's stipulations that they have to use American workers and American products, American-made stuff. The pipes have to be to very strict regulations and all this stuff. And what's good is the unions will make sure that that happens because they're inattentive about stuff like that. I know. I've had so many people that have worked in union kitchens and stuff, and you can't fight pilots, and you can't go to the dishwasher, you can't do this, and like, I had a friend that worked for Disney World, and, okay, if it's above, like, if it's, like, your elbow, or if it's, like, 6 inches above your elbow, if it's that high, you can't put it in the oven. You have to, their ovens aren't that, it's, like, crazy. All the laws and stipulations they have, and rules for a reason, for safety, you know, and the fact, and it's great, because it's going to bring jobs, it's going to bring oil, it's going to take and use American products. It's just positive all around. And if it, you know what? And hope, and that's what we got to do. We got to take a chance. He's been very successful. I mean, Trump organization wasn't always that big. But
we're not saying he's going to be perfect.
No, we're not saying that.
We're saying give him a chance.
I gave Obama a chance. And when I saw that the health care bill was something that we have to pass it to find out what's in it, it's pretty sad when my doctor's office at IU Health Arnett, they were putting out broad messages. Please, folks, do not make appointments to ask what we do not know any more than you do about what is in Obamacare. What is Obamacare? What is this? We don't know. Because so many people were making appointments to ask their doctor what this healthcare bill is about. Because they didn't know. Because you had to basically pass it to find out what's in it. Susan Collins and Bill Cassidy introduced yesterday the Patient Freedom Act of 2017. Patient Freedom Act? What? Wait a minute. I'm confused. This healthcare thing doesn't say Trump. I guess they, I don't know, maybe it's not about Trump like Obamacare was. Maybe it's about us, not about a government. And it's going to bring the power back to the people and the states. And what it's going to have is, okay, like if you think Obamacare is great and your state thinks it's great and the majority of people want Obamacare, you can stay on that. If you want to have a state alternative, you can have that. If you want to opt for no federal funding at all and you do it all by your state and no federal help or anything, that's fine. You can do that. By 2018, they hope to have the states be able to choose if they want to have, if they want to stay with the Obamacare, if you like it, if you want to have the state alternative, or if you want to make up your, if you want to do your own thing. By 2019, they hope that you should start to fully implement your healthcare plan. And by 2020, it should be fully implemented. And they want to make sure that everyone has the opportunity to have healthcare, that no one with pre-existing conditions can get turned down, which that happens to this day. And they want to, and then the problem is that they want to put like some health savings accounts in there. So like, okay, well, I got insurance and I'm taking my wife and we're going to urgent care because she has to go. And okay, well, what's the point of having the insurance if I got to pay a $6,000 deductible? So I have to pay $6,000 out of my pocket before they cover hardly anything. What good does that do me? It doesn't. And they want to put some health savings accounts where they can put some money in there so that, okay, when you, if you, if something goes wrong, you can have some money to help pay so you're not bankrupt. Okay, folks, well, guess what? I can't afford a $500 a month premium for the health care, but I have to pay it because I have to have it through Obamacare. And not only do I have to have it through Obamacare, let me see here. I got a $20,000 deductible. Or 5,000, even $1,000 is a lot for a lot of families. And they're trying to find ways to cut corners. And I think it's, but it's going to give states, and you can say, okay, hey, let's help. Let's sit there and as a state, let's decide, what do we want to do? And they may even say, okay, we're going to divide it up by, and a state may try to put it in, okay, where if, I don't know how you could, how it would work, but like, okay, if you want to stay in Obamacare and you like it, here you go. And we're going to have like a thing where we vote and we're going to put like a majority of the people, this is our state plan. You take the state plan, that's great. If you don't take it, then you take the Obamacare or whatever. It's going to give you options. And it's not set in stone. It's not going to be perfect. When they're wanting to give the power back to the states, remember, alcohol is technically illegal. Every state mandates how they do liquor. Like Indiana, you can't buy liquor on Sunday. No beer, nothing. That's why I like where Jack Daniels is distilled. Guess what, folks? It's a dry county. You have the choice. The states make it up. And I think that's what's going to happen with cannabis. I think they'll legalize cannabis, but it's going to be on a state-by-state basis. So if your state wants to legalize it, it can. But the state, but it's still illegal unless the state okays it. So to where they're going to accept, like if in California it's legal, okay, great. If in Massachusetts it's legal, that's fine. If in Indiana it's not, it's fine. If we want to vote on it, we'll have to vote on it. And I think that's what's going to happen. What the penalties would be if they did that and you lived in a state where they didn't legalize it, but you still have it, we don't know. But I think that's what's probably going to come down the pipeline. That's just what I see, you know, because I get people asking me once in a while. That's when because I do this show all the time, people ask me questions about, what do you think about this or that? And I'm always, you know, like I said, you know, if I'm out with my wife and we're having a romantic dinner or something, okay. You know, there's a time and place for things, you know. But if you ask me nice, I'm hey, how you doing? This is how I feel. This is what I think. You know, I'm not, Trump's not going to be perfect, but he wants, but he, but it's never been about him. It's about us. And that's what, that's why I love him. That's why I like him. That's why, you know, he wants to give us a choice, an option, freedoms. You know, and if Obama's not your president, okay, we had the freedom. If we wanted to, we could have left. We could have moved to England. We could have gotten a place on Warwick Road so we could walk to every game. But we chose to stay. All these people that, well, if Trump becomes president, I'm moving to Canada. I'm going to Canada. They want to live with Terrence and Phillip. And guess what? Now they're here bitching and moaning and pissing and complaining. You don't have to piss and moan and bitch and complain. If you don't like Trump, you have the freedom to leave or go somewhere else. You have the freedom to not watch CNN. That's why I love it, because I can see, okay, this happened today. Let me see what Chris Matthews on MSNBC is saying about it. And when I get tired of it, I can shut it off. But I can listen for 10 minutes and see what is their spin on it? What are they trying to say about it? We're not North Korea, folks. We have freedom. Unless you're a leftist that wants us to believe everything you believe and can't accept that there's winners and losers. Yes, like I said in the beginning of the program, there were people that had a noose and it said, come on, Obama, hang around. There were some of that, but to the extent that's going on with the left and Trump, we didn't even protest compared to what they're doing. There were a couple, like, big-time KKK people, you know. Nothing like what they're doing with that march with women and all that crap. But you think about it like this, though. But someone's going to be like, oh, brainwashed, really? When you have people that literally sit there and like, you know what? I'll tell you something. I'd rather have Stalin than Trump as a president. Okay, where are you coming up with these? Trump's going to be Hitler, okay? And what proof do you have? Show me. Show me where you can back that up. He's a racist because he doesn't like illegals. Well, what do you mean racist? Okay. You can, okay, give me an illegal and give me a nationality, and I bet you Trump supports them if they're legal. You know, I've had my handful of where I worked one time, a girlfriend and boyfriend got into it, and she turned them in, her and her dad and the family, because they're illegal, and we lost them as dishwashers. But you know what? That's the problem. Because who knows whose name and social security number they were using and everything, because they passed background checks and everything. But who cares? You just don't like, you're just racist. Because I want people to be documented in this country so I know who is here and who's not. I'm not saying that just because you're documented and you make it and all this, you could sit there and pass the citizen test and everything and still be, okay, praise Allah, Allah Akbar, let's kill Americans. That could still happen. But at least you're going through the processes. And then we can say, okay, now if he made it through this far and he still wanted to kill Americans, we need to do the process again, because we can't have this. We can't have someone trying to bomb us in our own country. know, this common sense. Liberals don't have that. It just scares me when people are like, I want to have Stalin as a president over Trump. I would joke like, okay, we're going to be in a concentration camp with Obama because he was taking away our freedoms. That was a metaphor. Because he was, okay, well, if you don't believe he took away our freedom, well, we don't have, with Obamacare, there was no freedom because you had to have it. It was mandated. There was no choice. And they were actually coming after homeless people that, hey, you didn't pay your fine for Obamacare. But that's, you know, when you have, I mean, if you want to talk about censorship, when, okay, I'm only going to answer questions that I pre-approve. Well, you're censoring questions. You're not allowing real journalism. Okay. You make me look bad. Last time you're in this room, I'm throwing your ass out. Okay, well, this happened. Okay, a guy got beheaded and you were playing golf. Explain that. You know, and they have all these things like make Russia great again. And wasn't it Obama that was caught on a hot mic telling Putin that once I get reelected, I'll have more freedom to get away with crap. That was Obama saying that. That was 6 years ago. Like 5 years ago, I think it was before the Mitt Romney election. That was Obama saying, that's not Trump. That was before Trump. Oh, but, you know, whatever, you know. Trump's in bed with Russia. We're going to be Russia. Because they're just going off of what these socialist people are feeding them. They don't know. They don't care. The liberal media says it is. That's what they have a brain. They need to use it. That's the problem with these kids these days. They're not using their brain. Well, folks, I don't know any better. So I'm just, you know, the liberal media said that Hillary's going to win. So I believe it. So. It's like having a dad that's out of work and a mom that doesn't work, and then you wonder why you get nothing for Christmas as a kid. Well, where's Santa Claus? He skipped our house, son. Sorry. Well, you said he was, well, we were told if we're good, we'll get stuff from Santa Claus. Now he must have skipped our house this year, son. Sorry. You know, they don't look into it themselves. They don't sit there and say, okay, like Glenn Beck always used to say, don't listen to me, don't believe me, look it up, prove me wrong. And no one does that. No one sits there and goes, well, is CNN actually right? Is CBS actually right? You know? I'm like... Like I said before the election, I said, I don't think those poll numbers are correct, but I really truly believe that Hillary is going to be lost in a landslide. Just like they said that, who is it, Jimmy Carter? Oh, he's winning by so many margins. And then, nope, he lost. People to think that there's no way Trump can win, so why go out and vote? But then you had Gary Johnson that was saying the exact opposite. Like, you know, if you think we can't win, we won't win. But if you think we can win and everyone goes out and votes, you know, if you think Trump can win and you go out and vote. And that's what we did. That's what's the shocker. I want to get into a little bit of quick Premier League news as I move on really quickly, folks. I got about 4 minutes left in the program. I want to thank you all so much for tuning in. Oh, Manchester United and Stoke City, wow. I was in tears at that game. I mean, Juan Mata basically tried to deflect the ball out and it went in, and you know, or I think we would have had a 1-0 victory, but that penalty at the end and stoppage time, and Wayne Rooney hitting his 250th goal, surpassing, that was just incredible to see 250 goals. Sir Bobby Charlton surpassing him. Oh, it's just, it was just incredible moment, because I don't think anyone, whether they play for three teams or two teams or four teams, is ever going to get 250 goals to surpass Wayne Rooney. And he's not done. He is incredible. It was just wow. And he's so humble, because like, well, how do you feel? And da da da. And he's like, you know, well, I'm kind of like, it's a mixed emotions, because the result, we left 2 points on the table. I'm excited for the 250th goal, but we should have had a result. We should have had 3 points, not one. And that's how he is. He's like, I got 250 goals, but we're a team. I can't win it all on my own. You know, Pogba can't win it all on his own. Morgan Schneiderlin can't win it on his own, you know. So the Tana Abramovich can't win it on his own, you know. So we're still in sixth with 41 points, with City a close fifth with 43, Liverpool close fourth with 45. Then you got Tottenham Hotspurs in third with 46, Arsenal with 47 in second, and Chelsea way ahead with 55 in first. And I don't see anybody beating Chelsea. They're just on it. This is just their year. They're just incredible. So you got to give them kudos. They're just doing everything right. So it's going to be, it's just exciting. It seems like when like City needs to lose, they win and we get 1 point. It just seems like we can never get past that sixth. And I think we'll eventually move on out. But one thing I did read, and I'm trying to get in this real fast, is I read a thing about the NASCAR, because I guess they're changing up the point system. And from the way it sounds, like every race will be like a caution at some point. If I read it right, we will not be able to have like a caution free race. And won't teams be able to plan on that caution and stuff, instead of like, well, you know, no idea what's going to happen during the race, so there might be a caution, there might not, so we can't plan, you know, where it's, I don't know. They just keep, in my opinion, changing it. But then a friend of mine, family of mine, you know, she's like, well, normally when we go to the race, it's exciting for like the first couple laps, and then we fall asleep. I'm like, a car going by at 200 miles an hour and you fall asleep? Yeah, I know, but still. I'm like, how can you fall asleep? I don't know. But I mean, that's how my mom is. She would go to the 500 just for the start, and then like, okay, who cares now? But anyways, I want to thank you all so much for tuning in to the conversation that I hope you're part of. Don't sit passively. Be active. Do something. And with the divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives and our fortunes and our sacred honors. Until next Thursday, good night and God bless. Goodbye.